Welcome to the D Word, the UK's only weekly internet radio show that talks dementia, with me, your host, Peter Hill. Good to have you company for another D Word here on UK Health Radio. It's always great to chat to a fellow UK Health Radio presenter on the show. And this week, it's a real pleasure to welcome Danielle Sachs, presenter of From Stress to Authentic Success. We're going to be chatting about stress, true wealth, and lots more when Danielle joins me right after this from Vincent Mason.
Something to drink about, and I do. If I was good holding on, maybe she wouldn't be so gone. Maybe I'd sit and talk to you. But I got my hat pulled down low, headed down the same dead end road. So don't ask me how I'm doing. Don't ask me how I've been. Don't ask about truck bed. I left them there when she left. I put us out like a cigarette. If you wanna know where good things go when you leave, don't ask me. No, don't ask me. Why I can't get a broke heart working? Why I ain't good with words? Why I get a good thing rolling? And I run her out in the dirt. Hell, I ain't really sure. So don't ask me how I'm doing. Don't ask me how I've been. Don't ask about those empty cans rolling around in my truck bed. I left her there when she left. I put us out like a cigarette. Truck bed, left them there when she left. Put us out like a cigarette. If you wanna know where good things go when you leave, don't ask me. No, don't ask me. Don't ask me. No, don't ask me.
Stress affects all of us, particularly when we have an illness and when we're put into the role of being a caregiver. This week's guest, Danielle Sachs, is an expert in the subject, not only professionally, but also from personal experience. Danielle, it's a real pleasure to welcome you as my guest here on the D Word. It's always great to talk to another UK Health Radio host. And I know you gave me the real honour of appearing on your show just before Christmas. And we had to do some really interesting areas. I want to expand a little bit on this show. But first of all, I start from the beginning for our listeners. I mean, From Stress to Authentic Success, your show. I mean, what prompted you to do a radio show?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Pete. It's Johan Ilgenfritz, the founder of UK Health Radio. I met him in 2017 in the UK. I went for an entrepreneur thing, and it was a think tank thing, and I met him there, and it was all about entrepreneurship. And I was the one in the room standing up and saying, you know, our biggest stress in entrepreneurship is not about the strategies and the things. It's all about our self-worth, our self-love, you know, our self-image, how that's the biggest stress of the fear of not being good enough. And I think it was so impressive for him, being the founder of UK Health Radio, that he came to me afterwards, introducing himself. And he lived in South Africa. I lived in South Africa. So that link was immediately there. And he said to me, not even a few weeks later, are you not interested in doing a show on stress on my platform? But 2017, I have to say, there was so much going on in my life. And 2018, 19, you know, it still didn't happen. And then COVID came. And Johan said to me in 2020, at a certain stage, Daniel, if you're not going to do it now, then I need to find someone else. And so in 2021, I think it's April, I think it's now 5 years in May. I think when your show, when this airs, it's going to be about 5 years that I have the show From Stress to Authentic Success. And why we named it like that is actually also quite nice, because I'm a stress expert. You know, I'm a physiotherapist. I used to treat people a lot with stress. That's where the stress interest came from. I find it such an interesting thing. But now I'm talking about 40 years ago, Pete. You know, I'm 65. So, and my work evolved from helping people manually with it. Then I got sick, very ill myself through, you know, with the stress. And so I've lived literally and figuratively, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically, what stress can do to your body. And so when Johan asked me to do a stress show, I thought, I don't want the negativity about stress all the time. I want to put in something positive as well. And at that moment, in 2021, I found it so important that people started to understand that our biggest stress has to do with authenticity. If we are authentic and just, you know, we just talked about it now. If you are just you and you just express yourself exactly the diamond that you are, then success follows naturally. There's less stress in life. And so being authentic, and I know people talk a lot about it, but authenticity was at that moment a very big thing. And so we called it From Stress to Authentic Success. And we kept it like that. And people are not so used to that title that I'm not going to change it, although my brand and energy have changed, and we'll talk about that. But so that is actually the origin story about how the show From Stress to Authentic Success, now 5 years on. And I mean, you know, so many people out there have shown their, you know, their loyalty to the show. And so I'm very grateful to be on this platform, exactly like you. You and I are colleagues. So, you know, it's such a privilege to be on this beautiful, amazing global platform.
Absolutely. And you say, yeah, it's a real pleasure to work. I've worked in media quite a bit, and it's a pleasure to work in the kind of media where everybody is positive as well. And I think, you know, that really helps. Now, you know, what you were talking about there with stress to authentic success and authenticity, in the world that I operate in terms of dementia, that's a real message in terms of carers and people living with dementia. Because obviously when you become a carer, and also when you, you know, any form very, very serious health condition, your authenticity can quite easily disappear.
Yes. Yes. And that's the interesting fact. I wouldn't say disappear, but it comes probably, I had now my mom being, you know, gradually moving into dementia, and she passed this week. And, you know, so I'm even more excited to be on your show, because I've lived that whole process on how it has changed her identity and everything, how she reacted, how she was with her grandchildren, how she had that long memory. You know, in our last days, we were singing songs together. You know, believe it or not, Pete, we were singing songs together of 40, 50, 60 years ago, the songs of the 60s. In her last week, I played all these songs for her, whether it's Nat King Cole or whether it's, you know, all these beautiful for her. And I think that's important. So you say, yes, authenticity, it's in a way it disappears. But in the other way, I found it actually rises even more because it brings you back to who you, you know, your childhood almost. They become like such innocent kind of children again. You can't not love them in a way. You know what I'm saying? You know, in our normal society, we judge so quickly and we, oh, this one is doing this and, oh, my mom is doing this and my dad is doing so. When you deal with dementia, I found it's, you need to respect that process that they go through, the human, the humanity, the authenticity of their, in their moment, in their presence, in their, and I think also what maybe listeners need to hear here is also take care of your own authenticity. Don't lose yourself because you're caring for someone else. I found that the most challenging, and I think we talked about it in my show, the sandwich generation, it's one of the most, it has really touched me deeply. How I'm 65, I have my mother to take care of, I have my partner, I have my children, and I have my grandchildren. And so your authenticity is so important to keep it. And the authenticity of the person with dementia is, to me, it's, I don't know if you agree, but it, to me, it's not lost.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Can't believe I finally got through. You're the last voice of reason I've come to believe in since the love of my life left me blue. Now I've just got one question in case that she's listening, on the off chance that she might still care. How long till you come back home, darling? I'll take my answer off the air. Yeah, hi, this is Billy in Pittsburgh. Yes, I still miss her much more than I'd like to let on. I can't help but thinking if I'd have quit drinking, she might not have ended up gone. But what I wanted to ask is, just what are the chances she's tuned in tonight from somewhere? And would you please, please forgive me, my darling? I'll take my answer off the air. Feel as tall as a tower at the top of each hour, with the hopes that she might call in to answer my questions and offer her blessing for love to come live here again and again and again. Well, I'll let you go now. Thanks for the show. It's the one thing I've got left, I swear. Could you please let her know I'm still waiting? I'll take my answer off the air.
Kevin Garducci and Off the Air here on The D Word, where stress is our subject this week, with the presenter of UK Health Radio's From Stress to Authentic Success, Danielle Sachs. It's another world, I think. I think, you know, we talked about this before. For someone living with dementia, you are cast into... you're almost blasted onto another planet, if you like.
Yes.
And it is your reaction to getting used to that. And I think the thing is, in terms of carers, is you've got to realise that you have got to understand about that planet. It's you have got to move yourself into your loved one's world. And in terms of, you know, your area of stress, I mean, that's an incredible stressful thing to do, because in some ways you're leaving the older person behind and you are starting to communicate with a new person. As you found with your mother, there's still links there, but, you know, there is a lot that's different as well.
I totally agree. And from a stress point of view, I do believe that it is important for everyone to be able to be present in that other world, because otherwise there's even more stress, if you know what I mean. If you are fighting it, that the other person is in their world, and like I say, in their memory, in their, you know, I would go to my mom, and 10 minutes later, if my sister would go, my mom would say, I didn't see anyone today yet. You know, there was no one there. While I was there and I was present with her and we talked. And so that whole, so don't stress, because as I say, it's a stress if you don't go in that world. I would stress and be so disappointed. What? Did she not know that I was there? I did so much effort to go and see her. And now, 15 minutes later, she doesn't even remember. Oh my gosh, that's not okay. You know, that's much more stress. in your own world, in your own head, than going into the world of the other person, being present, leaving them, and knowing that you've done what you thought at that moment was the right thing to do, and then let it go. Because what she afterwards says or thinks, or it doesn't matter. Your opinion afterwards doesn't matter. And that's what I learned a lot about, you know, we judge so easily, hey, Pete?
I was going to ask you that in terms of that, other people's expectations, I mean, it kind of stretches beyond the carer's world. There's a carer trying to actually get themselves into a new world. But a bit like the sandwich generation thing you were thinking of, that there's a lot of pressure outside for people that don't understand, one, what being a carer's like, and number two, can't even comprehend what you've got to do to get into another world.
And that's why the sandwich generation is such a process to start discovering and exploring. Because if you don't, you're going to have much more stress. And so it's just an acknowledgement already that you are in the sandwich generation is already a big thing. It's always like that. It always starts with awareness, with acknowledgement, with acceptance. If that's where you are at right now and you have that pressure of, you know, your parents, your partner, your children, your grandchildren, be aware of it. Start noticing it. But, and that's my expertise, it cannot be in sacrifice of yourself and who you are and your authenticity. So the self-care at that moment, even if people outside your world don't understand and judge you and maybe, you know, have their own opinions, and it doesn't matter. You need to do what feels right for you. And I get goosebumps because that's where radical self-care is so important.
Yeah. I mean, going down that road and moving on to true wealth and true wealth philosophy. Now, on your website, there is a quiz that I would urge people to go and look at and do. Now, I did it yesterday, okay, and I got my four ratings in life force, freedom, fulfillment, and financial flow. And I did it probably 3 months ago or whenever we met before. And I've got to say, the results fairly similar. You know, not a lot's changed. But firstly, I mean, can you explain the concepts, and then we'll go into it a bit deeper.
Thank you for doing quiz, first of all. And I just want to say, we started talking about authentic success and what that means, because I wanted something positive instead of always that chronic stress. People need, you know, that's positive psychology. You need to start talking about what is and what can be, and not always what is wrong, you know? So for me, that authentic success was really an important term. But last year at 25, we had, you know, my second son who had his cancer, lymphoma stage 4. And so that whole transition period, again, from authentic success, it's success started to be a hollow word for me. And so last year, I got so much life challenges going on, and my mom and the cancer and all these things, that I started to realize that what is wealth actually about? You know, people are always striving to have that outside success and, you know, another home and a big home and a big car and a good job. And we are so, you know, always focusing on that outside success or what society tells us that success is. While in my practice, and I'm going to be very honest with you, Pete, I have a beautiful practice already almost, you know, 4 decades. And what I see more and more is that people, even the ones we all have outside success in Western countries, we all have a roof over our head. We all have, you know, and most of us have, you know, have success, if you look at it that way. But who does feel wealthy? people who are wealthy, but do they feel wealthy? And that's where I could, again, I can cry now, because that's what it's all about. You are wealthy, every one of us, everyone listening to this radio show, I'm sure you have the outside things, a roof, you know, you have food for the whole day, you have, you know, everything. But it's about feeling rich. And sometimes I lived in Africa, in South Africa for 11 years. And, you know, our nanny, the most beautiful person, human on this planet ever been, you know, our nanny, she took care of our children. She didn't have all the outside comfort and success. She lived in a little thing with, you know, like a little check. I can't explain anymore in English exactly, but you know, these neighborhoods where you see the people being so poor, but she had always a smile on her face. She always felt wealthy because she could take care of children of mine that meant so much. We had an amazing relationship and connection. So just to let you know, so many years later today, wealth, what is wealth? And do you feel wealthy, rich? Do you feel rich? That's where my true wealth concept came from. And I'm not the only one. There's more people, you know, talking about true wealth. But what I found in our society, and maybe you can recognize that, we all check our bank accounts almost weekly, if not daily, many of us, you know, because it's so important to us, the bank account, the money. What do we have? What do we have not? But when do you actually really have thought about the accounts that truly matter and that make you feel rich, which, as you said, is your life force? You and I, we both know without life force, if you are ill, if any illness, any, you know, life force depletion is going on, that is the foundation. Then you have the freedom. Are you free to be you? That's where the authenticity comes in as well. Are you free in your job, in your daily life? Can you choose to be you? The choices that you make in your life, are you free to make your own choices? Three is fulfillment. Are you having a meaningful life? What do you mean to others? How are you doing the work that you find meaningful and purposeful for yourself? And number four, because I don't want to say that money is not important, but it's about financial flow, which means the energy of money. Are you giving and receiving? That balance between giving and receiving is important. I'm a giver. I've given all my life. I'm a highly sensitive person, and I've given all my life until my body told me, stop, you need to receive as well. You need to take care of yourself as well. And that's where the self-care expertise came in after being so ill. So if that's, you know, so you have those four accounts, and the quiz I made specifically for people to be aware of those accounts, to look at their accounts and see, wow, what is the score for me? So if they go to danielsachs.com/quiz, and even just danielsachs.com, I think you can do the quiz on there, but it shows you, the whole website shows you everything about the true wealth accounts, because it's not about being rich, it's about feeling rich. And so that's a little bit my contribution, my energy, that I'm my brand for the next 5 to 10 years. It's my opus magnum. I'm busy writing my book. And my dad used to say, he died already 20 years ago, and he used to say, Daniel, we are not rich, but we live rich. Mm. So that sentence has always done something for me. And so today, if you, any one of you, want to know how your true accounts are doing, you know, your true wealth accounts are doing, go to the website and just do the quiz. And you can always connect with me and tell me your score, because I'm always so interested in how people, you know, feel about it and what it does to them to actually be confronted with their scores. Sometimes it's really confronting, eh? But it's the honest truth.
I talked to the man in the moon. I said, sir, is she coming back soon? He smiled and he stated, Son, I'm overrated. I've had too much credit in those old love tunes, and I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow or will it die? I don't know a thing about love. Then I ask him, where is she tonight? You must see all things with your light. He said, son, I could tell you things that might kill you, but I don't get involved in what's wrong or what's right. And I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. And I just watch from the sky. Will love grow or will it die? I don't know a thing about love. He said, I can move oceans when I take the notion, or make mountains tremble and rivers run dry. But in all matters human, remember there's someone in charge of those things way above you and I. And I don't know a thing about love. I just kind of hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow or will it die? I don't know a thing about love. No, I don't know a thing about love.
A lesson to us all that age is just a number. Willie Nelson, who celebrated his 93rd birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know a thing about love. I'm chatting to stress expert Danielle Sachs. Yeah, and I think it's that honesty. And also, you know, the thing I'd say about it as well, you know, I just said that I did 3 months apart. Okay, I did one, did another one. And I looked at it and I thought, well, at this stage in my life, if I'm looking at those scores and I'm thinking, yeah, okay. But if I'd have answered that 4 years ago when I had a cancer diagnosis, for example, those figures would not have been the ones that I got yesterday.
Yeah. And you are not for nothing being in that position today, because you have grown so much through your challenge, through your... So it's not for nothing that that figure, those figures today are so different from what they would be 4 years ago. But still, even I do them and I feel there's little areas, because life happens. Life happens for you. And so to be honest enough to look in the mirror and see which of the accounts needs a little bit of adjustment or a little bit of practice or a little bit of extra self-care or extra decision or extra choice, it's actually quite nice. And I work through it with all my clients, but I'm still a stress expert. I'm still a self-care expert. But this new energy, because that energy of true wealth really gives me goosebumps, because that to me is our society is totally going into a direction that, come on, guys, let's just start looking at what truly matters for yourself and for the people around you, and certainly for people with dementia. Because what truly matters, that those people can connect you with what truly matters. With being present, with being just you, with, see what I'm saying?
I think one thing with dementia carers as well is dementia carers always say to me that it's very difficult to realise that you will make mistakes in your caring. Nobody is 100% perfect.
I did.
And they try to be 100% perfect. And I looked at the true wealth philosophy and thought, well, this is great for just taking one step back and saying, well, how am I doing? And you may look at some of those chords and say, well, actually, despite what's happening, I'm doing okay here.
Yeah.
And it's a reaffirmation that you're doing the right thing.
Yes. And I just want to say to anyone listening, and I think as I have been through it myself these last months, I also think it's important not to judge yourself, because so many times I came out of the room of my mom after visiting her, and I was so frustrated. And I thought, oh, man, really? Why did you say this? And I tried my best. And why did you? And so there is a lot of processing and frustration going on. And maybe you said something that wasn't the right thing to do, but you're human. So not to judge. And that's the same with the quiz. It's not a judgment of where you are. It's just a little mirror that can tell you what you can do next, you know, to be the best version of yourself. And that's all you do. You only have to compare, I always say, with one person. And that's the version of yourself of yesterday or an hour ago. That's all. Don't compare yourself with anyone else. And that is, and sometimes it's, yes, I've done what I wanted to do, and you can feel good about it. And sometimes you can be so upset that you reacted in a way, or even now, the last 2 days since my mom passed, and the sisters come together and we discuss things. And sometimes you say something out of a reactive emotional kind of response. It's a reaction, not a response. So you have to forgive yourself and forgive others. And it's okay. That's the process. So, yes.
I've got a thought I wanted to give to you, that in my previous career, as part of it, I dealt with emergency planning. I used to lecture students on emergency planning. And I always used to start with the phrase that emergency planning is planning for something that you hope will never happen. Okay. And I looked at this whole true wealth philosophy and thought, should we not be teaching this as a life skill, so that, we are planning, that things happen, trauma happens.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't get any, then you're very lucky and you escape. But everybody's going to get something. And this is kind of something to keep in the locker for when those things happen.
Yes. And also the four accounts are, I found, for the younger generation, so important to look at. Because this younger generation, we push them, come on, you have to, and the outside, and certainly with social media and the comparisons. That's why I'm saying, don't compare yourself with anyone. It's so important, that freedom feeling, that fulfillment feeling is so essential. But the first one, the life force, is so underestimated. Because I promise you, when in your last days or months or hours of this beautiful life, which is a beautiful present, we don't realize it, what a gift it is, you can see how life force is starting to, flow out of you, and how it affects everything. So life force for me, and we had that last year with the cancer as well, how important that life force is. Because if you want to be the caregiver, if you want to be there for others and for yourself, you need to take care of your life force account. Because otherwise you can't be the carer you want to be, or you can't be, even in your own process, your own illness, your own, whatever situation you are in and facing today, well, whatever life challenges, that life force account, it's the foundation. I think on the website you can see it. It says the life force account is the foundation. The freedom account is where it starts to be personal. The fulfillment account, it's where it starts to be a real feeling, the feeling rich. And the financial flow is where it deepens the whole thing and where it becomes complete. So it's not just four accounts. It's 30, 40 years of my experience that I put into that whole concept. So thank you, Pete, for, you know, for giving me the chance to talk about it, because danielsachs.com/quiz is a first step for yourself to go and see whether you are a caregiver, whether you are, you know, for dementia or any other way. We are parents, we are grandparents, we are partners, whatever situation you are in. And certainly with dementia, I think this is a very, very important subject.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's why, you know, amongst other things, that's why I wanted to get you on the show to talk about that. And the life force being the kind of fundamental building block, it got a bit personal for me because I looked at it and I thought, coming out of what I went through 4 years ago, one of the things I know now is I'm a lot tougher than I thought I was. And that's the measure of it. Until I met you and saw that, I didn't realize, but that's the measure.
Yeah. And you know what is beautiful too? I'm going to give that maybe to anyone listening, is how we need to start respecting that life force, that body of ours. It is a magnificent system. It is, I mean, and we take it so for granted every day, again and again. And even look at the dementia. If you look at that, how that whole body does cope with it and does do, and you know, the brain, it's all related. It's such a beautiful gift. And only when you are confronted with the other side, the going, you know, the death, the passing, the whatever you call it, that's when you realize what a gift this is. And so it's the same with dementia. People who are confronted or caring for people with dementia, you can only turn around, close the door, and realize how lucky you still are to be, you know, to be so fully alive. And so take care of that life force. Please don't take it for granted. It's not going to be there. You don't know how long, but take care of it, because it is such a gift. And I love the term life force, because it is like a volcano. It's that kind of force inside of us that, you know, when you hurt your leg, you know, you have a little thing on your leg, it heals itself. When you bunk your head and you have a, you know, it heals it. It's such a beautiful mechanism. So don't take it for granted. And that's where the self-care, the radical self-care, is so important in any, for any caregiver as well.
Yeah, absolutely wise words. Time's going to bring us to a close in a second. I just want to tell you a story. When I was looking at that, okay, go back to my teenage years in London. Okay, I'm a, you know, born and bred Londoner. I live outside now. And I used to have a friend. I used to have two friends. And one used to go on about all the things that he had. You know, I've got a wonderful stereo. I've done this. I do that, whatever. And I used to have another friend who was more circumspect. And I've only just thought of this, you know, a couple of days ago, looking at his quiz. And he used to look at the one that was saying, oh, I've got this, I've got that, I've got that. And he used to turn around and say, yeah. Were you really happy? And the guy with all the just didn't understand where he was coming from. And probably I didn't at the time, but I'm thinking that's exactly where he was coming from.
Exactly. It's just the only question today that I want everybody listening to And it's not because you are caring for a person with dementia that you cannot feel rich. It shouldn't affect you that much that you don't feel rich. That's also an important one. Because any circumstance, any outside circumstance should not, like my mom, I lost my mom. It, of course, it affects me. It affects my life force. It's affecting me emotionally in so many ways, my fulfillment at this moment. But it should not affect those accounts for a long time, because it's in the driver's seat, sit in the driver's seat of your car. It's your life. Don't take it for granted. And I just feel that true wealth is just even deepening when we have our biggest life challenges. I feel so wealthy to have had a mom like this, to have had her for 89 years, to have, you know, that kind, that is true wealth. Not just look at, you know, all the misery of the last months and all we had to go through and all. No, it's also looking and let the challenge deepen your true wealth. Discover it. Dare to live it, because it's important that you dare to look at it and see, you know, what in the mirror, what is happening in my life, and then deepen it.
Well, Danielle, it's been an absolute pleasure. From stressful then to success, go listen. Okay, I do. It's excellent. And I'm sure, you know, we'll talk again. And just thank you so much for being on the D Word.
Thank you. Thank you for honouring me and my work. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much to Danielle. A real pleasure having her here on the show. You can hear more on Danielle's own show on UK Health Radio, From Stress to Authentic Success, and from her website, daniellesachs.com. Well, it's all for this week. Thanks to Angela, my production assistant. Next week, we're off to the theatre with my guest, Rachel Savage, founder of Famos Theatre, the UK's leading full-mask theatre company, who perform plays on a variety of social subjects, including dementia. So until then, thanks for your company and take care now.